Good day and welcome to another episode of Battle Fight 3000.
Battle Fight 3000.
Oh, what is wrong?
I don't know if I'm feeling it. Can we give it another run?
Oh, I guess so. Guys, this is Battle Fight 3000 with Dave and Eeyore.
All right, let's go from the top.
Okay.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Battle Fight 3000.
Battle Fight 3000.
Here we go again. Wow, this is great doing this with you.
Yeah.
I love it when you're, you know, such high energy and in a great mood like today.
You got a real case of the Mondays.
Yeah. Yes. It's bad to have a case of the Mondays on a Saturday. Yeah. That's when you know you have issues.
Yeah, okay, let's give it one more.
Great, all right, here we go. Battle Fight 3000.
Battle Fight 3000.
Oh, it's Battle Fight.
Battle Fight 3000. It's the greatest show you've ever heard about. It's Battle Fight. It's Battle Fight. It's Battle Fight 3000. We fight. We fight. Sometimes we even fuck. That's not true. That's just part of the song. It's a Battle Fight song. Battle Fight 3000 battle fights. It's Battle Fight 3000.
Okay, you were really on the low energy side. Now you're really high.
Battle Fight 3000. All right, guys, it's Battle Fight 3000.
I hate this podcast. I hate you. I did like that quasi Bill Cosby singing impression there at the beginning.
I don't even know what I did. I went to a fugue state. Yeah. And just
you just blacked out, and when you came to it, the song was done.
All right, let's do another one. Hey, guys, I'm Chris Mundy.
And I'm Dave Ambrad, and we thank you for tuning in again.
To what?
Even though Chris sucks. But to tuning to another episode of Battle Fight 3000.
Battle Fight 3000.
Here we go. You baited me.
Battle Fight.
I'm
just going to sing Battle Fight.
I actually stopped recording like 30 minutes ago. I wasn't going to tell you, but.
Battle Fight 3000. Today, Battle Fight 3000.
If I don't kill Chris, we'll have a fun fight for you. You wanna grace us with some of the information on what we have in store today? There,
I'm still not done with the song.
No, please, no more song.
I'm gonna go country western on it.
We're gonna go from 3 votes to 0 votes because even your own Twitter accounts won't want to vote for us if you keep doing that.
All right, this week. To get up on the popularity of whatever's being released, because this one is going to come out just after Toy Story 4.
Wow. What is that movie about?
It's about 4 toys.
Oh, okay.
And they sit around a campfire telling stories.
So Toy Story 4 is about only 4 toys.
Yeah, it's kind of a spinoff of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking that it was going to be something like
and
that.
And the answer to that question is, yes, deathly so. I am deathly afraid of the dark.
Incredible. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell just by looking at you.
An eclipse is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Which one? Eclipse of the heart, solar, or lunar eclipse?
Any.
Any, okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's, how do you live with that fear?
I'm a brave man.
I don't think that's what it means, but yes.
No, I'm terrified. It just keeps me alert.
But I will call it that.
But in reality, because Toy Story 4 is coming out, we're going to do a battle between 2 Toy Story characters.
Which are?
We're going to go with those classic favorites.
The dinosaur and Mr. Potato Head. No?
Mr. Potato Head and Rex?
Right.
No, those aren't big enough stars. We're going to go with...
Slinky Dog and... No?
No, man. Okay. Think bigger. Think bigger. We're going
to... Sid and Andy.
No. Okay, Dave, can I actually tell you who we're going to do?
Okay, fine.
All right, fine. We are going to do
the big baby from Toy Story 3 versus
a little spider.
Oh, that's Toy Story 1. And there's a big baby. You ruined the joke. It's the big baby in Toy Story 3 versus the baby spider in Toy Story 1. It's worth the joke.
I don't remember Toy Story 3 that well. But I'll take your word for it.
Have you watched it?
I did when it came out in theaters.
Okay. We're going to do another edition of Dave's Research Corner. Dave, what research did you do?
I did, my usual Google with some fandom wiki, some straight up Wikipedia, and also a few of those clickbait articles of 20 things you didn't know about Toy Story 1 through 3.
How?
And I didn't read any of those.
One thing that I know about Toy Story, Dave did not watch it for these for this
battle. I've watched every single one of them when they came out in theaters, and that's good enough for me.
The last, so...
I played the video game on PlayStation, and...
So, it's been about a decade since you've seen a Toy Story.
Was it 10 years ago?
When 2010.
Really? When...
Number 3, yeah.
Wow.
I know, time flies.
She did.
We are all just dust in the wind.
You're old. I'm still pretty good.
You're older than me.
I don't think so. That's not why my birth certificate says.
They don't give those out in Colombia.
That's why. I'm forever young.
Forever young.
This is a singing episode from Chris, as you can see.
All we are is dust in the wind.
A freaking mashup of songs here.
So he did the monster mash.
So who's actually fighting in this episode?
Andy and his mom. They're having a little trouble at home.
Because Andy's a teenager now.
It's like, Mom, get out of my bedroom.
This is when Andy comes back from college and couldn't get a job and has to leave back at home. And his mom is on his case. And he's like, Mom, you're a fucking bitch. Mom. I'll get a job tomorrow.
Mom,
I need $20 for gas. Fucking
hate you. Mom, can I borrow your car? But I hate you. I wish you were dead, Mom.
What did you think I was doing, Mom? I half updated my resume. No one will call me.
Oh, man. I put at least three applications. Yeah, nothing, though. Yeah.
Andy sucks.
I'm applying to be the president, though. So once it happens, it'll be pretty bad. Pretty bad. Hey, Mom, shut up.
But no, in reality...
I don't want to talk to you. To any dad's friends who might give me a job.
Andy moved out of the country. So Toy Story 4 is about Andy's mom getting dementia and playing with the toys.
Fuck on.
Yeah, with the toys.
Oh, man, all the kids are gone. I think she's a single.
Using Buzz Lightyear as a dildo and using the karate chop.
Oh, man, that's why they're Buzz and Woody. Chop, chop, chop. Buzz and Woody. So it's going to be a very... Not dark. It's going to be an explicit movie with both the kids out of home.
They don't leave at home anymore.
Yeah. Just about 35 minutes of it is her just swiping on Tinder.
Well.
Yeah. So yes. Get sights, kids. You're gonna grow up real fast. All right. So clearly, if we're talking Toy Story battle, it's Woody versus Buzz.
Excuse me, Buzz Lightyear. Okay. Use his full name.
Excuse me, Sheriff Woody Pride.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really matter that much.
He's the leader.
So who do you got?
Well, I've got Sheriff Woody Pride.
Oh, okay. Good. The guy that's going to lose. Okay. I got Buzz Lightyear. Star Commander.
You call him Buzz Lightyear?
No, I call him Buzz Lightyear.
Still says Buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz. Buzz like a bee. Anyways.
Why don't you start and give me the background on Sheriff Woody?
Well, I was going to more talk about Toy Story first. I mean, that'll
What's
be a quick one.
What's there to talk about?
Everyone
Stories
knows
Stories about toys. Everyone knows that.
Okay. So, Toy Story came out in 1995. Made by Pixar. Toy Story 2 came out in 1999. Made by Pixar. Toy Story 3 came out in 2010. Made by...
DreamWorks?
Miramax.
Oh.
Pixar.
Ah!
And Toy Story 4 is coming out 2019. I think it's June 20th.
Made by?
This one is a fan one.
It's a fan film?
Yeah.
It's an indie film?
Yeah, it's getting really...
Straight to YouTube?
No, it's getting weirdly wide distribution, but it's just people filming themselves playing with their Toy Story toys.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So it's gonna be pretty good. So yeah, they're massive movies. Great movies. I fucking love them. They're fantastic.
They're a lot of fun.
Poignant, fun, really teach you about growing up.
Great animation there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like the first solid major computer animated movie. But anyways, I'm here to talk about Sheriff. Woody Pride. I didn't know he was called Woody Pride, but apparently that's been his name the whole time.
Woody Pride?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. So, it's Pride Month. He's an ally. Vote for him because of that.
There's a bar in the village called Woody's. So, it's again, Woody's a man of the people.
Mm-hmm. He's very accepting. And will fight for your rights to love who you want to love. So, it's great.
While having snakes in his boots.
Yeah. So, Sheriff Woody Pride, he is an old-fashioned floppy pull-string cowboy toy. He was described as having an original hand-painted face, natural dyed blanket-stitched vest, and a hand-stitched polyvinyl hat.
It's great if we lived in 1940.
It would be great. Thank you. Some of Woody's known pull-string quotes include, "Reach for the sky! This town ain't big enough for the two of us. You're my favorite deputy. Somebody's poisoned the water hole. And there's a snake in my boot."
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Save the best for last. He was the star of the series Woody's Roundup. He was on a crazy amount of merchandise, like stuff like record players, bubbles, dildos. He was a cultural phenomenon.
What was the dildo called? Woody?
Yeah, it's just called the Woody.
Nice. Woody Pride.
The Sheriff.
It was a dildo made out of wood.
Yeah.
Woody Pride.
That makes sense. Got pulled very quickly because of the splinters.
Right. Oh, it wasn't bandaged properly.
Any listener just cringed at the thought of that. He has a horse called Bullseye, who is his loyal steed. And you know what I think is an important thing to point out? Woody is our first returnee.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah.
He was in an early minisode.
Yeah. I think maybe episode 2, he was in what was called a prelim back then. And right. He fought Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Did he win?
It went poorly.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's why.
So he's here to
even up that record.
Set face.
Yeah. Get some sweet revenge. And it's not like it was Buzz that fucked him up before, but, you know, get that number. Get even.
Get it whatever you, however you can.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's kind of a little thing about Woody. Tell us about Buzz.
Well, yeah, with pleasure. Buzz Lightyear is the single greatest character of the Disney Pixar Toy Story series. Everyone knows him.
Sorry.
Everyone says it.
You're talking about a world where the crane doll exists. That's the number one.
I don't even know what that is. That's one of
Sid's.
Ignore it.
One of Sid's.
I know that. I'm going to ignore it. He's a spaceman action figure originally belonging to Andy Davis. We shall not be talking about Andy today because he left them. Buzz was created during a time where astronauts were especially popular amongst children. Buzz is a toy from a sci-fi franchise of the same name. And in his fictional backstory, he was born on planet Morph, located in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4.
Oh, that's the worst quadrant.
No, that's the best quadrant. Sector 4 is where everyone wants to live.
Oh, Gamma
everyone
Quadrant.
Knows that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's also a universal space ranger from the Intergalactic Alliance and the captain of the Alliance's team. Captain, take that, Sheriff. Buzz is trained in several forms of martial arts, and it's highly skilled warrior in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, I'll take.
So he knows everything.
I'll take Sheriff all day.
He's in peak physical condition, and he makes a perfect space ranger. It's amazing. He also, just to throw a couple of things out there, he came out first in his class and has received the following commendations: the Order of the Galactic Merit, first class; the Andromeda Cross; the Pleiadian Cluster; the Solar Wind Award, and many, many more.
Are you saying that many, many more because you couldn't find any others?
Oh, no, I'll keep reading.
Yeah, right.
The Nebula Heart, the Blue Medallion of Excellence, the Golden Ring of Jupiter, the Galactic Starburst, the Order of a Thousand Suns, and the Cosmic Pulsar of Glory.
Actually, in Dave's notes, it just says, make things up.
That's not true. I will post.
He did the Galactic. He did the Galactic Starburst because he has a pack of Starbursts right in front of him.
That is not true. And you can go to any Wikipedia page and find this.
Okay. Well, good thing this is getting put out a week later. No, 2 weeks later from now, once we record.
I will have time to create my own wiki page. But also, I just wanted to throw in that Buzz Lightyear also appeared in his own movie, which was Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. And also a television... Show? No, there was a movie, and then there was a television series called Buzz Lightyear of Star Command.
Yeah, there were a lot of Toy Story.
Yeah, a lot of spin-offs.
Yeah.
Buzz also made a lot of appearances in other movies and TV films.
So did Woody.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I mentioned that this is going to come out a couple of weeks later. I'm going to be away, so that's
which
why we're doing
amazing,
it.
Amazing, and we're all super happy to not have Chris around us for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it explains why we didn't have the votes up front unless Dave edits them in later.
Which I will not.
Yeah, but you guys know what will happen anyways. I won.
Because it's rigged. So since I'm already at it, I'm just going to continue going through the strengths of Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
He's trained in various martial arts, as I have mentioned. Yep. He's a captain, which means he's got amazing leadership skills.
I already mentioned the captain, yep.
He's highly skilled warrior.
Probably mentioned that.
He's in peak physical condition.
Oh, you've mentioned
has
that.
Has a laser and karate chop feature.
The laser is a light bulb.
Well, he has a laser beam.
He has a light bulb.
He has wings for flying that gliding. That deploy with a button.
Oh.
He glows in the dark. He has strong armor. He's made of plastic rather than freaking whatever it is Woody's made out of. He's very smart. Again, he's the captain of the Intergalactic Agency.
The movies show him to be the less intelligent out of them.
That's not true.
Oh, 100% it's true.
Also, somehow things always work in his favor, like the first flight he ever did. And everyone respects and admire him. He's very charismatic and charming, and from the get-go, everyone just wants to listen and follow orders from Buzz.
Hmm. Woody's strengths?
Nothing.
Andy's favorite?
Silent. That's not true, actually.
100% Andy's favorite.
No.
It is settled in Toy Story 3.
I don't think so.
All of the toys are packed into a box to go in the attic, except one. Who is being sent with Andy to university.
That's just because he couldn't find Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, no. Buzz is in the box.
Yeah, but Andy couldn't see him.
No.
Because Rex was on top of him.
He throws him in the box. So.
Well, you know what? Andy doesn't know shit.
Andy knows everything. If you said that to Buzz, Buzz would be fucking upset.
Yeah, well,
he's like a god to them. So, undeniably, Sheriff Woody Pride is Andy's favorite. He's a born leader. Everybody trusts him. He leads both Andy's toys. And later, at the end of 3, he leads Bonnie's toys. And he's also the one who organized Sid's toys and came up with a plan to scare Sid and save Buzz Lightyear. He's the voice of reason.
He's got 6 phrases.
Okay, he can talk like every other toy. Anyways, he's the voice of reason. He stops people from calming down. He stops people from freaking out and calms them down. Like when people get all scared about the new presents coming at Andy's birthday, he tells them to chill and he gets them all relaxed like a good leader does. He can ride solo and with the team, ride solo in Toy Story 3, when he escapes the daycare center to go find Andy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He does that by going on a hang glider, by climbing through windows. It is very, very good. He's a brave man. He doesn't need the team, but the team needs him.
Doubtful.
It's very obvious.
He's a scaredy cat.
It's very... He's definitely not scared.
Always scared.
Never. He has amazing aim with his pull string. He uses it to like lasso up things. That's pretty useful. He is daring. As I mentioned, that escape that he did, he goes and confronts Sid. He's got balls.
Well, he only confronted Sid because of Buzz. He was pretty scared of those toys when he ended up in Sid's place.
But then he controls them.
Well, Buzz kind of talked him into it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
They do it to save Buzz. Your silence speaks volumes.
I wasn't silent. You just muted my microphone.
I don't have the power to do that.
Because I control everything.
He will risk everything for friends.
I don't know how that's a strength, but go on.
I'm sorry, he's a hero.
Far from.
He's noble. He's easy to repair. You bring up how he's not made of the strong stuff, but he is repaired in Toy Story 2, both by the super weird toy repair guy, and Andy even repairs him. And Andy was a teenager.
A very skilled teenager, I must add.
Nah, there's nothing that says that about Andy.
He got into college.
It's the U.S.
It's probably community college. Andy went to DeVry.
If you have a listener who goes to DeVry, we love you. Good choice. I'm not being sarcastic.
I am.
What else? He can be ruthless. He knocks Buzz out a window when he's jealous of Buzz because he knows that he wants to be number one.
And then immediately felt remorse and got super scared.
No, he was more remorseful when someone saw him do it.
He's a sneaky snake.
He's motivational. He convinces Buzz that life is worth living. So Buzz owes him a life debt.
I'll allow it.
And he's amazing at escaping things.
So he's good at running away from problems.
Running away from a cozy situation to go to a dangerous situation to save someone. Like he escaped his cozy situation of going with Andy to college to go rescue the toys who were accidentally put by the curb. Oh, no, who were accidentally put by a curb, meant to be delivered to daycare. Comes in use. All right. Do you want to do Woody's weaknesses?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, because there's about a million of them. I'm not gonna go through them all.
Okay, but that'd be exhausting.
Yes, exactly. I'm just gonna mention a couple. Jealousy. It's a huge weakness of his. He was jealous of Buzz Lightyear from the get go, and every new toy that comes in, Woody's just, I don't know. He has a lot of issues, a lot of baggage that he carries.
Not every new toy. It's just Buzz.
He always wants to make sure that he's there for Andy, and that's a weakness. He should just worry about his own life.
His life is Andy.
He cares too much. He thinks everybody can be good and tries to save Lotso and almost gets himself killed. And we've seen it with...
Because he's a brave sheriff.
Well, yeah, but that's a weakness.
Oh, I'm going to add in strength sheriff because that is... something that gets voted on, which shows that the citizenry have trust in him and his judgment.
In his TV show got voted on?
Yep.
That writers wrote?
Yeah, that's happen. How it works.
That's democracy right there.
It is.
Buzz Lightyear earned his captaincy.
I mean, you earn it because people trust you enough.
Well, Buzz Lightyear is to be trusted. No. Woody is not to be trusted.
No, I remember reading that Buzz Lightyear was a legacy application to the Academy.
That's not true.
Yeah, his dad was a hero, and they're like, ah, fuck, we gotta let Buzz in.
That's not true at all. Yeah. His dad was never...
No, his dad was the famous Admiral Buzz Lightyear.
That's not even true. The only member of the Lightyear family we know about is Nana Lightyear, his grandma. That's it. He never talks about his parents.
Well, Nana started the... What is
it? Nana Lightyear was a cookie baker.
No.
Yes.
Not true at all.
That's very, very true.
It's well known that Nana Lightyear started the Intergalactic Alliance.
That's not true at all.
Who knows?
Because back in the day, Nanas weren't allowed to vote or drive spaceships.
Mm.
You know, the Intergalactic Alliance has come a long way.
Yeah, so what I'm getting from this is Buzz is against women's rights.
Not Buzz. He's the people. Oh, okay, we're talking about a sheriff. Like, how many rights did Bo Beep had to be a freaking sheep herder? Because she couldn't be.
Sorry, who?
Bo Beep or Bebop, whatever the hell her name is.
Bo Peep.
Bo Peep. Yeah, that one. So talk about women's rights in the Wild West. Anyways, Woody tears easily because he's made out of napkins and piss. Which is the worst toy in the world.
He gets repaired easily, too.
He's overly attached to his hat, maybe because he's starting to get that monkey butt, losing his hair in the back before he gets fixed. But he had a bald spot back there. Just like Indiana Jones, he puts himself in danger every time he loses that stupid hat.
But look at that hat. I'd put myself in danger for it.
I wouldn't. I have a helmet because I'm Buzz Lightyear. Water, right? He can't get wet because he's made out of the fabric. It just, he can't actually get moldy, which is bad. And also, he gets lost easily. He can't leave the house because immediately he's like, I don't even know what's happening.
That happens with all of the toys.
Okay, but we're talking about Woody right now.
And he's the one who always leads them to where they need to be.
That's not true. Buzz is usually the one that gets everyone back.
Oh, that's... That is so much nonsense.
Yeah. Also, his string gets caught in things, which makes him detectable. Because once in a while, his string will get pulled, and he'll say something like, there's a snake in my boot. And it's like, oh, here we go. There's the toys. Got found. So he's not sneaky at all.
He is sneaky.
Not at all. I just told you why he wasn't.
I told you why he was. He's shown sneaking places.
But right. Yeah, that's about it for me. Okay. I'm going to stop it at that so that I don't embarrass Chef Woody.
He is.
Or sheriff, not chef.
Chef Woody. He's more of an amateur chef. Just a hobby.
Yeah, he cooks stews. And...
Uh-huh. Yeah, like he's going to roast this fool. Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
That sounded cooler in my head.
Everything you say sounds cooler in your head.
Thank you.
Not in the real world, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It wasn't a compliment.
That's my thing. I take insults and I just, regardless of what it is, I take it as a compliment. Well, just say thank you.
It's a horrible way to live your life.
Thank you.
Just internalize it.
Thank you. It always works.
All right, give me Buzz's weaknesses.
All right, Buzz's weaknesses. He's delusional.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Absolutely.
He's delusional about being a space ranger, which leads to him being delusional about thinking he can fly, which he cannot. And he finds out devastatingly in Sid's house.
Yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he has functioning weapons at first.
He does fall with style, though.
Yeah, sure. Great. That's still falling. Still an Alicia Keys song. New York State of Mind. God. Yeah, so he believes he has functioning weapons when it's clear that it is just a light. He thinks he has a communicator when it's just a sticker. He is fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean... Yes, I'll give you that.
Okay, great. You just gave me that when in your strengths you said he's smart. But yeah, you just gave it up.
In a couple of those follow-up movies, it's like, yeah.
Not in the follow-ups, like right at the start.
He couldn't find signs of intelligent life.
He's cocky. Yeah, that gets you in trouble. He gets heavy depression when he figures out he's a toy, which people deal with depression. It's not a weakness.
He overcomes
but it's
it.
Not great if you're going to be in a battle.
Yeah, but he overcomes it and
triumphs. He is heroic to his detriment. He puts himself in scrapes.
Yeah, because he's a hero. He's the captain of the Intergalactic Alliance.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same weakness that Woody has. He's clueless about human culture.
Yes.
Which is because he's new, right?
Yeah. He's Woody's straight been out
around,
of the box.
Woody's been around since the 50s. He's seen some shit. He's very by the book. Sometimes you got to tear that book up and just improvise. Get jazz on it.
Yeah.
Just
yes and then go out there.
Kill Sid.
Well, that's scatting. That's not improvising.
I said get jazz on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue scatting there, Scatman John.
My name is Chris. We do a podcast together.
I try to forget about that every single day.
You're wearing headphones and speaking into a mic. He is susceptible to pranks. You can see that in the... second movie.
Which is, again, he's pretty new.
So there's like cut scenes at the end where it shows them as characters getting pranked, and Woody keeps on pranking him by writing stuff on the visor that he flips over and on his wings. That's pretty pretty, LOL. Oh man, he can be manipulated by easily being restored to his factory settings, which happens in Toy Story 3. And then he's just commanded by someone who tells him that he's a leader. Lotso gets him reset, and then Lotso makes himself the boss of this captain, and he does whatever Lotso asks.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yes.
And then he is also turned into a Spanish Buzz Lightyear, where he just dances and is romantic, so that's not very helpful. It's helpful in life. It's not helpful in battle.
He's a captain of love.
Mm.
Yeah.
Captain and Tennille.
Oh, love will keep us together.
Love will keep us together. It that is going to be a singing episode.
For dancing.
Yeah, so he can be pushed around by people he thinks have authority over him. And because he's newfangled, he can be fucked with.
Like Woody with the prospector when he made him believe that he was part of them.
I mean, he was part of them. Oh, he's going to be battery powered too, isn't he?
Some functions.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
The laser and the wings.
Yeah.
Or no, actually, not the wings.
Not the wings, the laser.
Yeah, the laser will be, but it's just the light anyway. So.
And his stock phrases that he says if you push buttons.
Yeah, which is fine.
To infinity and beyond.
Doesn't matter.
No more.
We don't need those things.
Oh, disagree. All right. Strength of schedule, which is going to be a very shared thing.
Yeah. So maybe I'll do the ones for Buzz, which include a lot of the ones for Woody, and then you'll finish with the ones that I've missed.
Okay.
All right, so we have Sid Phillips, which was, again, an enemy for both.
Fucking crazy kid.
All McWiggins.
He shows up in Toy Story 3.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh,
as the yeah, it's assumed that he's the garbage man.
Ah.
He's got the same shirt, and he like straps toys to his vehicle.
Weirdo. We have Al McWiggin, the utility belt Buzz.
Al McWiggin was the owner of Al's Toy Barn.
Right.
Who was obsessed with collecting a collection of Woody and his buddies.
Yeah, that's where the horse came in and the cowgirl.
Bullseye and Jesse.
Yeah, sure, all of them. There was a utility belt Buzz, which he had to fight. Stinky Pete.
Wait, I want to point out that Buzz... So it's not just our Buzz, but it's characteristic of all Buzzes that they're idiots and ends up sticking around to play with his father, Emperor Zurg.
Yes.
Okay.
There was Stinky Pete, Lotso.
Lotso Hogan Bear.
Emperor Zurg.
That's a Buzz Lightyear special.
Yeah. Fun Meal Buzz Lightyear.
I don't know what that is.
It was the miniature Buzz with the big head.
And...
I don't know. I just saw it and it looked cool. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to throw it in there.
I don't think that's in the movies.
And Woody, for me, because we were enemies at the beginning.
Okay, so mine is the same, but toss in Buzz.
There you go. So do you want to, I'll let you start with the final battle scenario and see where we go from here.
Okay, first I'm looking up this Fun Meal Buzz Lightyear.
So I'm just going to say that you...
He's in a Toy Story Toons episode, which is apparently a thing.
Okay, I didn't even know that what that was. I just figured since I haven't watched the movies in so long, maybe that was.
Yeah, he wasn't in the movies, but he looks very cute.
Yeah, yeah, he looked pretty cool. Look it up, people. Look him up.
Okay, so are we already at Final Battle?
Yeah.
Man, we're blazing through this, huh?
I know, this is great.
Should we just talk very slowly?
No. No, I doubt anyone will want to hear more of you.
What?
And this is where I start cutting pieces of Chris's track.
You talking about. All right.
So we're at the final battle now.
Yeah, we are.
We get to see who is going to win in a fight between Buzz Lightyear and Sheriff Woody. Pride.
So my final battle starts with the arrival of Buzz Lightyear. Huh. Interesting.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm bored already, but go.
And Woody's jealous. That's his weakness. And they just go back and forth. Anger. Anger. People are impressed by Buzz. And Woody's like, fuck this shit. I'm the sheriff of this town. Man. But they become friends. He rescues...
That was me yawning.
He rescues Buzz, and Buzz becomes his best friend. And they kind of co-run the show with Woody being a solid 1A and Buzz being 1B. Always second fiddle. And you can see his resentment.
Always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Woody's like, they accept it. They work with it. Buzz will rescue Woody from Al McWigginton because he loves him. And Woody loves Buzz as well. And then finally, Andy's gone and they move to a daycare. What happens there is Woody deserts Buzz. And Buzz has to lead people and he fails. He fails terribly.
Why would he do that?
Because he wanted to see Andy again.
Wow.
And
he's very codependent.
Mm-hmm. It's sad, but Woody comes back and he saves them from it. He restores Buzz Lightyear back to his factory settings. And they go out together. And then they go back to Andy's home. And Woody's like, Buzz, you're coming with me to university. Because I love you. And we're both Andy's favorites. And then when they're both put into Andy's bag, Woody goes, hey, I feel something in my boot. And Buzz is like, what is it, Woody? My best friend? My really kind of a soulmate. He goes, I think it's a snake. And then he pulls off his boot, shows it to Buzz. Buzz looks in, sees nothing. And then Woody punches him right in the fucking face, knocks him out of the bag. Man, under the bed.
Is his helmet on or off?
Doesn't even matter. He's that strong. And Andy zips up that bag, doesn't even fucking notice that Buzz isn't there.
That a plastic toy would make that much noise.
Doesn't even notice it.
Andy's stupid.
Andy has eyes for one toy only, and that's Woody. And that's how Woody wins. He shows Buzz that Buzz meant nothing to Andy, and it was always Woody's game. It's a long con. And then Buzz hangs himself.
On what?
He grabs.
On those monkeys?
No. He takes Slinky Dog, pulls him apart a bit, wraps a Slinky around his neck, and kills himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a long con.
A lot of psychological drama in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, I could see how that could happen. Woody's not to be trusted to begin with. He's a jealous guy, and I can see him harboring that resentment for a long time.
I gotta stop hitting the mic with my hat.
Yeah, like that's bad. When those sounds are not good.
If that doesn't get cut out, that's what that was. It's happened a couple of times.
I love how you make me work a lot more than I have to. It's all right. I already cut off 50% of Chris's track anyways to begin with, so
okay, let's hear how you end this.
Very easily. There's just not even going to the beginning of the movie or nothing. All it takes is for Buzz to one day just get there and just be pissed off and had enough. He's like, that's it, you know what, I don't need any of this. So first of all, we take a glass of water. Yeah, and we dump Woody in there. Now he can't move that well. He's just bogged down by the water. He's heavy. He just can't do anything. The Andy thing on his boot is kind of erasing.
That's permanent marker. That's been established. Fuck you.
Yeah, no, but we take a little razor and start scraping it.
All right, changing your story midway. That shows me that you don't have a lot of faith in your final battle.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Once Woody's incapacitated by the amount of water in his body, we take the hat first.
No, not the hat.
He can't do anything about it. And also, just in case he decides to move, we've wrapped his little stupid string around his arms so that he's tied down. Hogtied, if you may.
I may.
All right, he's hogtied. I make him look at his hat. I burn a little piece of it. Then I gift it to the T-Rex and I say, here you go there. You can wear this now. You're the new sheriff in town.
It's polyvinyl. I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, it would. It'd just smell like shit, but it would work.
Okay.
I give it to the T-Rex. I make him the new sheriff in town. He's happy.
Everybody else is happy. Oh, that's a terrible thing for the town. He's a coward.
It's okay. that's all right. I'm here to protect him. I just need him as a way for people to see that they can get there too with my giving hand.
The power behind the throne.
That's right. So Woody's still there. So I start little by little ripping limbs off. Because as Buzz Lightyear.
Nope, Butt Lightyear.
As Butt Light, the greatest beer on earth, I can start ripping piece by piece off. And guess what? No one's fixing this bad boy.
Andy.
No. Andy's away in college. This is toys only. I start with his legs, rip him all off. Then go back up to his femur. Then move up to...
Some more stuffing.
More stuffing. So much stuff. There's cotton everywhere. I rip his hands off. And little by little, I'm throwing them out the windows. And underneath the toilet... Sorry, flushing them down the toilets.
Nope, you threw them underneath the toilet. It's too late.
One piece goes behind the toilet. Because no one ever looks there. I give some to the dog to eat. So they
The dog loves... Loves Woody.
Yeah.
He gets some rides.
Yeah. It's okay. He wouldn't know. I put the hand inside a treat. Give it to the dog. That's it. He's going to crap it out somewhere out there. But Woody's still alive, even though he's got no limbs anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's a toy. And he's seeing his own demise. So what do? That's when I take Slinky Dog to bring him all the way down from the window, jump in, carry his lifeless limb into Sid's house, grab a couple of fireworks, tie him to the big cherry bomb firework, and light him off into the sky. Boom! Goodbye, Sheriff Woody.
My sweet prince.
You're done.
Man. But there'd probably be a really nice funeral since he was a duly elected official.
I know. They're all worried about... They're all just caring about Rex being the new sheriff, and they forgot about Woody. No one cares.
Hmm. That's grim.
Bo Peep, Buzz Lightyear is going to sleep with her.
But, no.
Yep.
He is with Jessie.
Doesn't matter. They have an open relationship.
Man, that's so progressive.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
Man.
It's a different galaxy out there. Different galaxy.
Gotta get all the space ass you can.
Day. And that's how this episode ends. Now, before we... figure out who won, that's where you come in. We need your votes, people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone, whether it's Chris's 2 Twitter account or his sister-in-law or his parents or brother or maybe the 2 or 3 people that actually vote every episode. We need more.
We need
you guys to click. Where can they vote, Chris?
They're going to vote on Twitter at BattleFight3000.
And if you have any comments, you can also drop them on our Instagram, which is...
at BattleFight3000.
Yeah. If you don't have Twitter, but still want to vote, you can email us where?
At BattleFight3000 at gmail.com. Without the at. It's BattleFight3000 at gmail.com.
Yeah. And also, if you listen on iTunes or Stitcher, vote, leave comments.
iTunes
that helps.
Is gone, man. That's dying.
Or the iPod, whatever.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, they separated
Apple Podcasts,
it.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts. You guys know. You watch the ghost of Steve Jobs do those things.
Steve's Jobs.
Because it's Jobs for Steve's.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of them.
That's what he's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, which hopefully you're doing now. Leave a review, rate it, share it with people.
If you're not listening, make sure you listen.
Grab strangers' phones and just subscribe.
Yeah. Create accounts for your parents and subscribe them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. We just want the numbers.
Create accounts for dead people. Subscribe for them.
Yeah.
Treat this like it's a vote.
Yes. Voting counts. Vote or die.
Or die and vote.
Or yeah, that works too. As long as you vote, we don't care what happens.
Yeah. It's neither here nor there for us. What a scary little laugh. All right. Well, I think that's it for us.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't know, man. I think I'm back to the blahs that I had earlier in this episode.
No, here we go again.
Oh, man. I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like everything's too much. And then I'm like,
Just say it. What is it?
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. I'm going to open up to you.
Okay.
All right. Mail your fights! B-Battle Fights. That felt good.
Good, I'm glad.
All right, thanks.
I'm glad. Goodbye,
everybody. Bye.